USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that, but when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The NBA says its players won't be jumping the line for a coronavirus vaccine. In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols as we go, depending on how things are working. But to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A salon owner in Oregon is firing back at the state over Governor Kate Brown's stay-at-home order. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. Court documents show the salon owner is seeking $100,000 in damages as a result of her business that was forced to close, and the $14,000 fine that was issued against her by the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division.
More than 7,000 people in California have been evacuated as a fast-moving wildfire sprang up near Camp Pendleton. The fire in San Diego County has spread to more than 3,000 acres as the firefighters work to contain the blaze. They should receive some help in the form of rain on Friday, with widespread showers in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. And the Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.